People in Khartoum are living in the middle of a war zone. What was once a bustling market is now piles of rubble. Buildings and homes are in ruins.
This bullet was fired here near my house here in Khartoum Bahri. We are suffering of lack of food, lack of electricity, lack of water. We do not have electricity for 3 days now. And also we do not have access to water.
People say relatives are missing, but they can't go out and search for them as they're too scared to leave the house. Doctors have described the situation as catastrophic.
The hospital is still operational, but not to the full capacity due to the shortage of medical equipment, let alone difficulty the medical staff face to get to work.
The fighting in the capital is centered around the presidential palace and the army headquarters. This video appears to show members of the paramilitary rapid support forces with their commander, General Mohammed Hamdan Dagalo, in the area. But it's not clear when it was filmed. Across the Nile River in the city of Omdurman, some people are burying their dead. This home was hit by shelling while the family was asleep.
I have burns on my body and I couldn't stand up, but God helped me. Many shells came into my room and I collected them. They hit the room and came through the window. They broke the glass. I was lying in bed, and when I stood up, I fell to the ground.
In Darduk, north of Khartoum, there are pockets of resistance. Some people took to the streets in protest on Saturday, calling for an end to the violence. Analysts say Sudan's long-awaited transition to civilian rule, a prospect that seemed imminent a few weeks ago, is moving further out of reach. For as long as General Dagalo and Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan refuse to back down.
One of them needs to win so that he could claim power. This is how they see it from both ends. And ultimately, they have no problem, in my opinion, sacrificing whatever it takes, like compromising or jeopardizing the security of the whole country.
And all the while, Sudanese live in fear as more of their country is destroyed in a battle for power. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.